It's the Mad Men DVD review!
It is indeed, and thanks to the wonders of technology, I believe Joggo is there on the phone.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, how are you doing?
I'm well, thanks.
Are you at work right now?
Pardon?
Are you at work right now?
Nah, fam, I'm at home.
Nice one.
Totally all sticky, as you do.
Nice one, alright, but
us, yep.
Don't say that on the radio, though.
Yeah, no.
You sound very sick, oh.
Oh, God, yeah, I'm really unwell.
There's something going around at the moment, yeah.
So, I think a few weeks ago, I reviewed the first season of Shokugeki no Soma.
How could we forget?
Because it is basically a perfect amalgamation of my interests, namely being food and anime, almost to a disgustingly sexual degree, if you remember. This cartoon, just as a little recap, came out in 2014, and it basically is the story of this young boy, Soma Yukihira, whose dream is to become a full-time chef and surpass his father's culinary skills and take over a diner when he graduates school. And so his dad basically enrolls him into this elite, prestigious academy where the very wealthiest of Japan go to cook, and it has like a less than 1% graduation rate. And so naturally the first thing he does when he goes there is proclaim that he's going to be the number one student at the school. The way that the show works is that every episode there will be a duel or a shokugeki, which is basically a cooking fight with stipulations on the line. So
kind of like My Kitchen Rules or something.
Kind of like My Kitchen. It's like a full-on Yu-Gi-Oh! Like it's time to duel kind of thing in front of the entire school. They're in this auditorium and it's just two people facing off, creating a specific dish, and you have your judges and they're just like peering over your head as you're making whatever. The first season is sort of just about Yukihira and, you know, him dueling with all these people showing off. And then the second season, which we are reviewing today, has sort of upped the stakes a little bit. So this season revolves more around the autumn election. It revolves heavily around the way that food is interlinked with memory, which is really cool, and these people straight up have like otherworldly visions when they taste food. And that's like my favorite thing about the series, is like they'll try like beef that's braised in honey or something, and they'll just like ascend into the heavens, and there'll be these little like food angels floating around.
Sounds like me last night.
Amazing.
No, I didn't have beef with honey, but I had a pad thai, and it was yum.
Oh, nice. Where from?
Just a food court in Ponce, which is not the best pad thai in Auckland, if I'm real.
The Lim Chua food court, like, that one actually has a real good pad thai.
Ooh, hot tips. Yeah.
Hot tips.
Actually, if anybody does out there knows the best pad thai in Auckland, just send us a text to 5395.
That's how we're going to give the DVD away, isn't it?
It could be.
Could be. Anyway, my tip is maybe Thai street food, also on K Road. Really good. But anyway, back to this. So,
what did you learn? You've done season one, so we get it. We know what it's about. It's an anime master chef with a Japanese twist, which sounds great. Just saying. And now we're in season two, and like, what's different?
What's different is that they're being even more creative and innovative with the sort of dishes that they're making, and like there are more consequences to his arrogance as well. They introduce, obviously this is one of those anime which has like a massive wide array of characters, and they've just doubled it pretty much in this as well, so it's sort of interesting to see how they navigate every student's individual story as well. And then this one, what I really liked is like it delves more into those, you know, minor characters, I say with quotation marks, that we sort of meet in the first season. But sort of delving more into their lives and their journeys through this elite school. And in this season, there's a really good episode where Megumi, who we met in the last season, she's quite reserved. She's always doubting herself and her abilities, her cooking skills. She's very sort of by the books and nervous, and like doesn't necessarily think she's nearly as good as the other students there. And she gets sent home because she's very like homesick and just like alone and stuff, and her mum sends her this massive care package of like local ingredients from where she's from. So there's like dried squid and like
dried squid.
She's from like a harbour town, so they're massive on seafood. and it's actually her week to do a duel. And so she's put up against this dude whose sort of sole purpose in life is to make people yield. But she prevails. And it's very nice. It's very nice to see them delve into those different pockets a little bit. And, like, nothing makes me hungrier than the show.
Right on.
I'm so hungry right now.
Well, I've got two questions. First one is, are you learning any dishes when you're watching this? Is it like...
I actually am. And I don't know if it's, like, legit tips, but I should test a little something out.
Give me one.
Oh, man. One was... Oh, my God.
All right. I don't want to put you on the spot. Is it like, oh, I'm going to put this miso paste in, deep fry it, and then jamon, that kind of thing?
Yeah. It kind of is stuff like that.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of what the last thing I learned was. It was something to do with, what was God, no, I'm forgetting.
It doesn't matter. You feel like you're learning stuff, you know? That's
exactly.
The main thing.
It's a lot of, like, marinating stuff and, like, stuff that you wouldn't think about, like how I was saying with the beef and the honey and, like, I don't know. It's creative. It's clever. Maybe I should note some stuff down.
No, that's fine. It's fine. Like, I mean, you don't have to actually learn things. It's for entertainment, you know? You're not trying to...
It's entertainment, but I feel like I am learning
things. Okay, that's all that matters. That's actually better than learning stuff. When you feel like you've learned something, but you haven't...
You know
that's massaging your brain in a way.
Exactly.
You know? And, okay, that was my first question. My second one is that we're living in, like, the land of season twos right now. I don't know if you are, but I am.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, we got the second season of Westworld. We got the second season of Handmaid's Tale out. And it's like, now you're talking about second season of Food Wars. And it's just like, basically, I feel like the second season is not that hard. You just have to do everything that made everybody like the first season again and then give us a little bit more. And it sounds like that's what this one's done.
That's legitimately it. Yep, that's it for this season. Everything good from the first series and a little bit more. Higher stakes, more relevant plot, delving more into the minor characters. Everything.
Okay, just a segue now, or not a segue, but what do you reckon? Handmaid's Tale doing a good job? Have you been watching it?
What's doing a good job, sorry?
Handmaid's Tale, have you been watching the second season?
I haven't, oh my God, no, it's too depressing. It's one of those things that's been on my list and I just haven't gotten to it.
Yeah, it's one of those ones they're like, ooh.
To rewatch some comedy instead.
Yeah, it's like there was that movie that came out that won the, well, this is dark, but it came out, won the like Golden Lion or something, you know, and it was like...
Yeah.
It's about like a person has to get an abortion, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, once you know that that's what it's about, you know, like I'm not saying that it's not a good movie, but it's just hard for me to be like, all right, now time to sit down and watch the movie about the legal abortion. Yes.
Exactly. Like if you're just looking at the synopsis of something and it like mentions that sort of stuff, you're not going to be particularly inclined, even if it's like the greatest storytelling.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on from illegal abortions and give this prize away.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We would like to know, I've just got a text for the best pad thai. Should we do that? No,
yeah,
let's flip it. It's Japanese. What about best ramen?
Oh, even better.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, text us. We've got a vote for Tampopo. I disagree, just quietly, but I like Tampopo. Okay, everybody, text us in to 5395 with your favorite ramen spot. And if it's one I don't know about, that's probably going to win, to be honest, because that's the one I like to hit, you know? But if I agree with you, I'll probably give it to you. But I'm not telling you what I think the best ramen is because that would be giving it away. We can do this without you, Jogai. I think you can get back to being so sick.
Just lie back down and just recover.
Yeah, you better get a cold towel and put it on your head.
Sounds like a plan.
And then go to the next episode.
I'm on it.
Right on. Thanks, Jogai. You have a good day.
Bye, you too.
Text us in to 5395 with the best ramen in Auckland, and I will give you a copy of Food Wars Season 2. Yeah, that's about it. You're on BFM. This in the background is Phil Cochran and Legacy. Phil Cochran of Sunrise Orchestra. This is his own project in the 90s. Some of his children are playing in this band. Ridiculous record. I'm going to stop talking for a little while. Send me those texts. I forgot to mention that please include your name when you text in your suggestions for these ramen spots. And I gotta say, there's a lot of ramen aficionados out there, people who got a couple of votes in. We've got two people who are plumping for Zulzul, and if this was a democratic thing, you guys would probably win, but it ain't. And somebody else is texting in and they're saying Ichiban Ramen or Ramen Do, and I agree with you on one of those. But yeah, so send me your name if you're texting in those ramen spots, and you might just win this DVD. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner, and that winner's name is Nick Harrison. Congratulations, Nick. You correctly identified what is, in my opinion, the best ramen spot in Auckland, and that's Ramen Do on Simon Street. A couple of Zulzuls out there, Liz and Nicola, I'm sorry to say, while Zulzul gets all the Jesse Mulligan plaudits, and they do a good job, don't get me wrong, it's just a little bit spenny and a little bit too bougie for what should be some street food, you know what I'm saying? Ash, you also said Ramen Do, but I'm afraid Nicholas was first. Congrats, Nick. Think you're going to need this DVD by the sounds of things. All right, let me just figure this out. Oscar's here for the saucy segment, so stay tuned. It's all happening here on BFM. Congrats, Nicholas. Thank you.
keeps yearning, burning for love, but I'm not gonna be your fool. My heart keeps yearning, burning for love, but I'm not gonna be your fool. My heart keeps yearning, burning for love, but I'm not gonna be your fool.
As previously alluded to, we're very lucky to have a special guest in the studio because it's time for...
It's a saucy segment!
It is a saucy segment, ladies and gentlemen, and we're very lucky to have Oscar in the studio.
Hello.
He's brought along as a partner in crime, the one and only Wolf.
Little Wolfgang's here. Say hi, Wolfgang. He won't say hi, but anyway, he's here.
He's here. He's eating a samosa.
So this week's wonderful sauce, we got the beautiful caller called in last week and asked for tamarind. Tamarind was the secret ingredient. So I just started getting flashes of, well, my practice place is just above an Indian little like takeaway shop on Queen Street. And I always get a samosa with butter chicken sauce and tamarind sauce on top of the samosa. And I bloody love it. So I wanted to make a sauce that was inspired by that. So what I did is yesterday I went down to Sandringham. I bought myself some tamarind chutney. Just a couple of things about tamarind chutney. A lot of the tamarind chutneys you get are tamarind and date chutneys. I didn't want that. So I had to go and find tamarind only chutney. So basically it's already a sauce in itself. So I just kind of want to like say it's basically sugar, water, tamarind, salt, roasted cumin powder, garlic powder, citrus acid and chili powder. The other one has heaps of other ingredients and the dates really make it too sweet for me. So then also what I wanted to do to recreate the butter chicken style flavor is I bought some basically butter chicken paste. So they're basically, it's just like a paste for a curry you'd add.
But there's no chicken in there.
There's no chicken in there. No, it's completely vegetarian. Don't worry. I'm vegetarian myself. And then I also bought some crack powder, which is butter chicken flavor powder, just to really amplify that flavor. So the sauce is very simple. It's 40% tamarind chutney, essentially. Then it's got Best Foods mayonnaise is the other sort of 60%. Then we add a big couple of big tablespoons of curry paste, and then I just sort of crack powder it up with the nice...
Tell you what, this crack powder looks delicious.
Dude, it's just flavor dust, man. You gotta lust the dust. It's so good. It's unbelievable. I put it on my eggs this morning. It blew my mind. It's like curry powder, but zingy. There's tons of MSG in there. It's just fantastic.
Now we're talking.
So try the sauce out. I brought some samosas in for you to try.
I'm going to have a little dip. I'm dipping now.
But yeah, it's a very simple sauce. I know there's a lot of complaints about price and simplicity. So this sauce, for all the core ingredients, will cost you no more than $10, and that's including the mayonnaise. The jar of tamarind is only $2 from some of your great sort of Indian grocers.
Good
the
God.
Flavor dust is $1. The Best Foods mayonnaise we all know is about $3.99.
That is Moorish.
It's unbelievable, eh? It's got, it activates everything. It's got sweet, it's got sour, it's got, it just makes you like so Moorish.
Oscar, I'm going to award this the sauce of the week.
Sauce of the week! I'm so glad to hear that, man.
That's fucking yummy. So yeah. Excuse my language. Sorry, good. Wolf. Hey, you didn't hear that.
His ears covered. Mm. So as always, the sauce will be down at the cross street markets to go along with any toasted sandwich or cheese roll until it's all gone. There's only a small jar.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? It's like bitter curry chip mayonnaise.
Yeah, you know? It's like curry chip mayonnaise.
Oh, tell you what, it's spicy. Woo!
But the tamarind gives it that nice, like, cleanness and that zing, because the tamarinds are quite an acidic sauce at its base.
So, God, it's good.
Hey, I just want to make you out there. I'm not